Hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 7th of March 2024. I hope you are well and I hope you are having a great week. I'm being a bit gentle with my throat today. I've woken up with a bit of a sore throat, which I haven't had for quite a while, if I'm honest with you. But this week, I had a migraine on Monday, which is why the podcast was out late, as you've probably heard. But yeah, it's now come to a sore throat. Hopefully, it's going to go quite soon, because it is a little tricky to try and talk today. Anyway, my neighbour said a comment earlier today, which we really liked. One more sleep until it's the weekend. Certainly very true. I like that phrase. And we've actually got quite a bit planned for the weekend. On Saturday, I'm off to Hyde Hall, which is an RHS garden in Essex. I'm there with Lee from the Skinny Jean Gardener podcast. We're going to go spend a day walking around there, chatting to the RHS gardeners, etc., etc. I've never been to Hyde Hall before, but I've had a look online. Looks like some very interesting things, including a rather interesting vegetable garden, which I'm really looking forward to having a look at and seeing just what is going on. That does mean that I'm not going to be able to do any gardening Saturday. Well, in my own garden, that is. But Sunday, that leaves the day for gardening. It's Mother's Day Sunday as well, isn't it? So I've got to go see my mum. One of the things we're going to be doing is turning a Belfast sink that we have out in our garden into a herbal tea planter. And that was a challenge set to me by Scott, funnily enough. It should be a bit of fun. I quite like growing things in something a little bit unusual. Now, I'm not sure if I'm going to get to the allotment again this weekend. It's still just so incredibly wet down there that it just doesn't seem to make sense to try and do anything down there. But I do need to get hold of some garden lime because I'm out of that at the moment. So, yeah, all depends on the weather with the weekend, of course, because who knows what the weather is doing. Now, on that note, I do have some more discount codes that have came through for you. Premier Seeds Direct have came back, and VegPod10 is the discount code for 10% off all their seeds if you place an order. 10% is pretty good when you consider their prices. Really like Premier Seeds. I've had a lot of luck with them over the years, and I highly recommended company. We've then got a 10% off Gardener's World Spring Fair using Save10. That's only for Friday or Sunday tickets, but 10% off, that's pretty damn good, I think. Gardener's World Live at the NEC, which is in June, July, something like that. We've got a 20% off that discount using Gardens20. All these are in the email. But 20% off until the 9th of May. And then, of course, we've still got that potato Mr. Veg Grower 15 for 15% off from Andermatt. All these are going to be in the email, of course, or on the website. But there's something that I'm just throwing out there to try and interest you. We're working on trying to get a few more discount codes, and hopefully it's going to pay off. Now, today, I actually sowed the Lisa Craig tomatoes. I think it's safe to say, who doesn't actually grow tomatoes in the vegetable growing world? They are a very, very commonly grown plant. But I don't think that tomatoes are really as easy as people would have you believed. The reason I say that is they do need quite a long growing season. They really do need sowing around about now to make sure they are large enough to go out in the garden or outside in mid-May. You really do need them to be sort of at least 30 centimetres deep tall by mid-May. So it is important to sow them by middle of March. Now, all I've done is I've just filled up my plug plant trainer with seed sowing compost, sowed a single seed in each one, and I've placed that in my heated propagator. They do need to be somewhere fairly warm, above sort of 15 degrees C for germination, so probably outdoors it's still going to be a bit too cold. But indoors it should be okay. Germination can take up to 2 weeks, but I would expect it to be much faster than that. Once germination happens, then of course just make sure they've got plenty of light and plenty of warmth for them to continue to grow. And then of course pot them up as they grow. By about mid-April, I think the greenhouse should be warm enough to be water for the tomatoes to go out there. But keep an eye, of course, on the weather and just make sure. And then by about mid-May, we can start to get these outside. Once the risk of frost is, of course, passed, just harden them off before they are going out there. Now, tomatoes do like quite a bit of sun. It's very important that they get a nice sunny spot with plenty of warmth, and also a stake or bamboo cane or something like that for them to climb up. When I plant these in the greenhouse, I actually have a bit of string for them to climb up, and that's probably what I'll be doing in the greenhouse again. And I'm making frames up for these to grow up outside using string. All we do is just twist the string around the tomato as it grows. Twine is even better because it is compostable. But of course, a bamboo cane and just tie it in works just as well. Now, as they grow, of course, we just want to remove any of the sucker branches. These are branches, you have your main vertical stem, you have your leaves coming off, and sometimes you get a little sucker branch in between the two. We want to remove those because they do nothing. Some people can actually plant those, but I don't think we'll get that luck here in the UK. But you remove those, and then when you get flowers on your tomatoes, feed them with tomato feed on a weekly basis. Those flowers should eventually lead to tomatoes, of course, once pollination happens and things like that. Most of the time we don't get any problems with pollination, but if you don't see many bees or pollinator insects, you might need to just pretend to do it yourself. Harvest the tomatoes when they are ripe, of course, and turn them into salsas or salads or, you know, so many things that we do with tomatoes. The biggest problem I have with tomatoes is we do get late blight. Late blight is a fungal disease that blows in most years. They start off as little black blotches on the stems and the leaves, which you cut off as when you see those to try and reduce it's happening, but it can get pretty bad and infect the whole plant, at which point you just have to get rid of it. But what I recommend is plenty of ventilation to try and stop that from happening. And there's no real there used to be a copper mixture that got banned that we used to use, Bordeaux mixed it was called. I have heard of JBA Blight Guard, but I've not used it myself to see if that is any good. But that might be something to look at in the future and try it out. But I've heard a lot of good things about it. But there's no real other way of stopping blight. It's just something that happens. So there we go. Tomatoes sown. As I said, they're not the easiest, but they are pretty easy in grand scheme of things. Right, my voice is starting to hurt a little, so I'm going to get out of here, and I will speak to you again on Sunday and let you know how we get on at Hyde Hall. Right, you take care. I'll see you again then.